Chapter 3. Sustainment Planning for Division Operations. Chapter 3 explains the operations process to include sustainment planning and execution. It further describes the support operation staff and the staff involvement in sustainment operations. This chapter also discusses CP operations. The operations process. Commanders and staffs integrate the distribution management process into the operations process to develop a distribution plan that is synchronized with operations and all warfighting functions. Failure to execute this integration leads to operational conflicts that hinder or prevent timely supply distribution. DSB planners must be linked into the division planning process with the division G3, G4, G1 and Surgeon. Commanders and staffs realize that support operations offices and the plans developed therein are an integral part of the unit's operations. Although sustainment headquarters S3 and SPO are separate sections, they are inextricably linked during the operations process and MDMP. The sustainment headquarters S3 and SPO collaborate continuously through the phases of planning, preparation, execution, and assessment. Planning. Planning is the art and science of understanding a situation, envisioning a desired future, and determining effective ways to bring that future about. ADP 5.0. Planning allows leaders to understand situations to include potential problems, develop solutions to problems, direct, coordinate, and synchronize actions, prioritize efforts, and anticipate events. For distribution management, planning helps leaders determine the best method to apply existing supply capability to meet operational requirements, identifying potential opportunities and threats along the way. Planning may be highly structured or less structured depending on mission and operational variables, especially the variable of available time. During planning, the staffs execute the MDMP appropriate for the planning horizon. Regardless of the horizon, the outcome of a plan is an executable op-ord. The order synchronizes subordinate unit actions in time, space, and purpose to achieve objectives and accomplish the mission. Understanding the distribution management process to include subordinate functions that are executed facilitates the planning process. The order also informs others outside the organization on how to cooperate and provide support. The order describes the situation, establishes a task organization, describes the concept of operations, assigns tasks to subordinate units, and provides essential coordinating instructions. The order may be in fragmentary order form issued as needed to change or modify an op order during execution. Commanders and staffs apply the philosophy of mission command when planning, understanding that no one has complete knowledge of the situation. Commanders do not attempt to obtain perfection in planning. Imperfect knowledge and assumptions about the future are inherent in planning, and it cannot precisely predict how enemies will react during operations. Planning does not eliminate uncertainty, but instead identifies actions to take in the midst of uncertainty. Regardless, planning results in improved situational understanding and facilitates future decision-making. Planning and plans help leaders to understand the situations to include supply requirements and develop solutions to problems, task organize the supply and transportation units and prioritize efforts, direct, coordinate and synchronize action, anticipate events and adapt to changing circumstances. Planning allows sustainment commanders and staffs to stay focused on the future in spite of requirements of current operations. During planning, commanders and staffs of sustainment units anticipate enemy action and problems and develop contingency plans to provide flexibility. Decision points, branches, and sequels are tools used to accomplish this. A decision point is a point in space and time where commanders and staffs expect to make a key decision on a course of action. A decision point is tied to the commander's critical information requirements, enemy action, and friendly action. At such points, based on assessment, commanders may decide to alter the initial operations concept. During planning, sustainment commanders and staffs develop branches and sequels as part of the order. A branch is a contingency option built into the base plan that allows flexibility and adjustment to the plan beyond the initial stages of the operation. A sequel is a subsequent operation based on the possible outcomes of current operations. During planning, The Unit S3 and SPO collaborate throughout MDMP from receipt of mission until the op-ord is published and disseminated. The Materiel Management, Transportation Operations Management, and Distribution Integration functions support MDMP at a specific point. Commander and staffs may adjust this interaction based on mission variables. Preparation. Preparation includes activities performed by sustainment units and soldiers to improve their ability to execute an operation. Preparation creates conditions that improve sustainment unit opportunities for success and include activities such as rehearsals, training, and inspections. It requires commander, staff, unit, and soldier actions to ensure units are ready to execute operations. Again, understanding the required distribution management functions assists in preparation. This understanding allows commanders to properly position sustainment capability in the most advantageous manner. Preparation helps the force transition from planning to execution. Preparation normally begins during planning and continues into execution by uncommitted units. Like the other activities of the operations process, commanders drive preparation activities with a focus on leading and assessing. The functions of preparation include the following. Improve situational understanding. This is accomplished through intelligence channels, analysis of log stat reports, and information management. Develop a common understanding of the plan. This includes a thorough understanding of the higher headquarters and supported commander op-ords, detailed op-ord briefings, and confirmation back briefs. Train and become proficient on critical tasks. These activities are normally home station events, but continue when deployed to maintain proficiency. Task organize and integrate the force. This includes establishing appropriate command and support relationships and describing them clearly in the op-ord. Every sustainment unit needs to understand the units with whom they have a support relationship and command relationship. Ensure forces and resources are positioned. All sustainment capability is positioned to provide the most responsive support to the maneuver commander. All units have the maximum sustainment assets on hand to support the operation. Execution. Execution is the act of putting a plan into action by applying capability to accomplish the mission and adjusting operations based on changes in the situation. Commanders, staffs, and subordinate commanders focus their efforts on translating decisions into actions. A part of execution is deciding whether to execute planned actions or to modify the plan using branches and sequels based on unforeseen opportunities or threats. Although a plan provides a reasonable forecast of how execution will occur, it remains a starting point for operations and is not to be followed exactly if circumstances dictate otherwise. Subordinate commanders need maximum latitude to take advantage of situations and meet the higher commander's intent when the original order no longer applies. Effective execution requires leaders trained in independent decision-making, aggressiveness, and risk-taking in an environment of mission command. Sustainment commanders develop situational understanding that prompts them to adjust plans to exploit opportunities or counter threats. Major activities of execution include assessment, decision-making, and directing action. Decision-making is required when commanders determine the situation requires an unanticipated decision to alter the plan. Execution decisions implement actions that are anticipated and planned into the order. These decisions may be based on anticipated circumstances, such as route changes, the need to commit additional sustainment assets, or the need to execute a branch. The current operations integration cell oversees the synchronization and integration needed to implement execution decisions. Adjustment decisions may be required and are more complex. These decisions modify the operation based on unanticipated circumstances or threats. Adjustment decisions include reallocating resources, changing the operations concept, or changing the mission. During execution, commanders and staff may use the rapid decision-making and synchronization process. Unlike MDMP, the rapid decision-making and synchronization process does not seek optimal solutions. Instead, the rapid decision-making and synchronization process seeks a timely and effective solution within the commander's intent, mission, and concept of operations. The rapid decision-making and synchronization process avoids the time-consuming requirements of developing decision criteria and multiple courses of action. When using the rapid decision-making and synchronization process, sustainment commanders and staffs combine their experiences and intuition to quickly understand the situation, develop a viable option, and direct adjustments to the current order using the decision-making techniques described above. Assess. Throughout the operations process, commanders integrate their own assessments with those of the staff, subordinate commanders, and other unified action partners. Primary tools for assessing progress of the operation include the OPORD, the Common Operational Picture, personal observations, running estimates, and the assessment plan. The commander's visualization forms the basis for the commander's personal assessment of progress. Use of assessments and supporting data provides the feedback necessary to improve sustainment effectiveness and efficiency and to optimize sustainment operations. Assessment is an integral phase of the operations process and is executed continuously during all phases, including execution. Assessment allows sustainment commanders and staffs to determine if the plan is achieving the desired end state and commander's intent. If it is not, assessment allows commanders and staff to make prudent adjustments to the plan to ensure success. Assessment may indicate the plan may be executed more effectively than expected if the plan is altered. Conversely, assessment may indicate high risk of failure if the plan is not altered. The situation and type of operations affect the characteristics of assessment. During large-scale combat, assessment is rapid and focused on the effectiveness of distribution operations. Identifying what and how to assess requires significant effort from the commander and staff. Regardless, assessment includes monitoring the current situation to collect relevant information, evaluating progress toward attaining end-state conditions, achieving objectives, performing tasks, and recommending or directing changes to the plan. The commander has multiple tools to use as a check and balance: mission command systems, logistics information systems, internal assessment, and feedback from supported units. As the commander and the command sergeant major execute their battlefield circulation plan, they are checking on their soldiers and speaking with supported units and logistics staffs to verify the quality of support. Assessment is continuous. It precedes and guides every operations process activity and concludes each operation or phase of an operation. Broadly, assessment consists of, but is not limited to, the following activities: monitoring the current situation to collect relevant information, evaluating progress toward attaining end state conditions, achieving objectives and performing tasks, recommending or directing action for improvement. The commander assesses unit task organization throughout the operation. If the DSB or a subordinate unit is not achieving its objectives, the commander directs the staff to evaluate the situation and develop recommendations for improvement. This assessment includes the task organization. The commander and staff periodically assess the DSB's capabilities and capacities against division requirements. For example, is one support maintenance company sufficient for the supported population? Can the commander redirect supported units to another support maintenance company? Distribution management process. The success of division sustainment operations depends heavily on the distribution management process. The distribution management process is comprised of materiel management and transportation management functions. Materiel managers control the end-to-end supply pipeline through the monitoring and managing of receipts, storage, and issue of all supply classes. Transportation managers allocate transportation assets and regulate movements according to command priorities. Distribution managers integrate the functions of transportation and materiel management to move cargo from the source of supply to the supported unit. The process begins with receipt of mission, followed by identifying tactical unit requirements, and ends at item disposal. Materiel managers determine and validate materiel requirements for distribution to supported units, obtain materiel to be distributed by appropriate commodity and quantity, and coordinate distribution according to command priorities. Transportation managers identify units with adequate modes to meet distribution requirements. Transportation managers pass this information to the distribution integrators, who in turn develop a distribution plan based on distribution requirements and available transportation. Distribution integrators use the information provided by the materiel managers to coordinate with the transportation managers to allocate transportation by commodity, quantity, priority, and recommended mode. This information is communicated to the Brigade S3 for inclusion in the op-ord concept of operations. The distribution management process is multifaceted. Materiel managers must understand the supported commander's priorities and requirements in order to plan, prepare, integrate, and distribute within the division AO. Inefficiency in any of the supporting networks can affect the effectiveness of the overall distribution system. Challenges to the distribution management process are consequences of multiple independent and mutually supporting networks, for example, physical, information, communications, and financial networks, diverse agencies, working groups, sections, facilities, methods, and procedures, multinodal, multimodal, intertheater, and intratheater transportation operations for moving materiel and troops in the assigned area. The distribution management process and planning efforts must be synchronized with the supported headquarters operation and across all warfighting functions. Failure by commanders and planners to achieve this synchronization may result in an impractical distribution plan. Support operations staff. Planning at the division level drives operations. The DSB SPO plans and coordinates external support operations, linking with the Division G3 and G4 to enable anticipation and synchronization. The DSB SPO section balances external sustainment support requirements with the brigade's sustainment capabilities. The DSB SPO section generally coordinates OCS, Sustainment Automation Systems Management Office Operations, Distribution Integration, Transportation Operations, Materiel Management, Supply, Property Book, Field Services, Fuel and Water Operations, Munitions and Maintenance, and Human Resources Support. The DSB SPO section coordinates and provides technical supervision for sustainment support provided to the division. The SPO straddles mid-range future operations to short-range planning and execution. The DSB SPO assists the Division G4 in sustainment preparation of the OE in battlefield. The SPO also assists the Brigade S3 in communicating sustainment concepts of operations by way of the op-ord process. Transportation. The Transportation Operations Branch plans and synchronizes the movement of supplies and personnel for the division in accordance with the movement priorities established by the division commander. The Division G4 creates the movement plan, and the DSB Transportation Operations Branch manages the execution of the plan. The SPO Transportation Officer is responsible for the following: providing route synchronization of the supply routes within the division operational area, ensuring uninterrupted movement of divisional sustainment convoys, as well as corps sustainment convoys entering division or brigade area, managing the movement request process to ensure an efficient and effective use of internal assets while providing an expedient process for receiving external transportation support, planning and coordinating aerial delivery operations within the division operational area, establishing periodic movement boards in coordination with the division transportation officer to ensure inbound corps sustainment movements, internal sustainment movement, and supporting coordination are synchronized and forecasted. The SPO Transportation Officer is a staff officer in the DSB Transportation Operations Branch involved in the movement of units and maneuver elements in coordination with the Division G3. The SPO Transportation Officer assists the G4 and Division Transportation Officer in resolving transportation issues. The SPO Transportation Officer advises the SPO, Division Transportation Officer, and G4 on transportation matters that include availability of brigade transportation assets, movement regulations associated with MSRs and alternate supply routes that the division will control, preparation, update, and maintenance of the transportation portion of the logistics estimate, including participation in MDMP for future operations. The movement request process in the division starts with a requiring unit, for example, a BCT. If the requirement exceeds the BSB's capabilities, the BSB SPO will forward the movement requirement to the movement control officer and inform the BCT S4 of the request. The movement control officer is responsible for validating and prioritizing requirements before submitting requirement requests for external support. If it is prudent to use another BCT's transportation assets, the movement control officer must inform the division transportation officer. The division transportation officer makes recommendations to the division G3 in order to task assets across the division. If external support is required, the division transportation officer will coordinate with the core transportation officer for additional assets. The division transportation officer will normally chair division movement boards, but the division G4 or the deputy commanding general for support could chair them if in a joint or multinational environment. An output of the board is a validated division movement program. The program ensures all internal movement requirements are matched with the appropriate capabilities, and it confirms the coordination and synchronization for mission execution of movements occurring within the next 24 to 48 hours. For movement occurring outside of 48 hours, it is important to identify potential requirements along with the availability of committed assets. Representatives in the movement board should include, but are not limited to, Division Transportation Officer, DSB SPO Transportation Officer, Division G2, G3, G4, and Surgeon Cell, subordinate BCT S4s and BSB SPO, representatives from brigades, battalions, and companies attached to the division headquarters, Provost Marshal, Division Engineers, MEB, MCTs providing area support, Movement Control Battalion Representative, Protection Enablers to include biometric capabilities, Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activity Cell. Materiel Management. Materiel management is the continuous situational understanding, planning, and execution of supply, maintenance, and transportation capabilities to anticipate, synchronize, and direct all classes of supply to maximize combat power and enable freedom of action in accordance with the supported commander's priorities. The Materiel Management Branch in the DSB SPO executes divisional materiel management functions. It is responsible for managing materiel within the division AO and executing the priorities established by the division commander. Materiel management functions are the warehousing, managing, cataloging, requirements determination, and requirements validation and prioritization for procurement, distribution, redistribution of excess, and retrograding of materiel. The sections within the materiel management branch include supply, fuel and water, munitions, maintenance, Class 7, and field services. The DSB S4 executes property accountability and Class 7 management for the headquarters and all assigned and attached units, and the SPO Materiel Management Branch is responsible for the remaining materiel management tasks to include review work at the SSA and subordinate support operations to ensure appropriate levels of effectiveness, monitor subordinate SSA excess posture to ensure that either the excess is justified based on future operations or the SSA has requested disposition instructions, monitor SSA overage reparable report to ensure materiel is being processed and turned in within allotted time frame, monitor SSA overdue deliveries to ensure they are being resolved effectively and in a timely manner, monitor SSA performance statistics to ensure appropriate supply performance and customer support, review the report comprised of on-hand, due-in, and due-out information on materials that are authorized to be stocked, review, manage, and process release strategy. Manage authorized stockage list review boards to support the readiness of supported units. Materiel managers must develop a clear understanding of operational requirements. Requirements determination is the process that results in a clear understanding of the actual supply requirements to meet operational needs and aids materiel managers in defining capabilities to support anticipated workloads. Materiel managers must have visibility of all division requirements to ensure the distribution system operates effectively, When determining requirements, Division G4 logistics planners, assisted by DSB material managers, identify a quantity of supply that must be retained in the DSA. That number may change as the OE changes. DSB material managers validate all requirements against commander's priorities. Validation and prioritization is the function of certifying movement and resource requirements against commander's priorities. Managers satisfy the commander's requirements and priorities through appropriate sourcing, maintenance, and distribution of materiel and equipment. DSB materiel managers maintain accountability and visibility of materiel and cross-level materiel across the DSA to fill shortages and ensure availability to meet operational needs. The DSB materiel managers also identify the decision points at which priority, quantity, or delivery dates could change in order to fulfill shortages or accommodate operational requirements. Materiel management functions. Activities supporting materiel management include the following, but may expand based upon operational and mission variables. The sections below outline the 13 functions supporting materiel management. Supply planning is forecasting and establishing supply stock levels at each support echelon to meet mission requirements. It is a translation of an operating force's composition into specific supply requirements. Planning ensures that adequate supplies and transportation assets are available. Requirements determination is the determining and understanding of a supply requirement to support an operating force. It aids materiel managers in defining priorities of support. It is based upon requirements communicated from operating forces and forecasted by sustainment organizations supporting these forces. Requirements validation involves validating and prioritizing available logistics assets against an established or forecasted requirement. Requirements validation is critical to avoid excess materiel and to avoid misuse of logistics transportation and maintenance assets. It ensures that no requests for logistics support are passed to a higher headquarters until on-hand assets are determined insufficient to meet the requirement. Requirements validation also includes establishing controlled rates of supply if necessary. Funds management involves contracting officers with warrant authority and finance officers who manage the obligation of funds in support of supply operations. Resupply consists of obtaining supplies to meet operational requirements. It includes the requisition process, contracting, and local purchase. Retrograde of materiel is an Army logistics function of returning materiel from the owning or using unit back through the distribution system to the source of supply, directed ship to location, or point of disposal. Disposal involves systematically removing materiel that is uneconomically repairable or obsolete. It is accomplished through the process of transferring, donating, selling, abandoning, or destroying materiel. It is normally directed through program management channels, but may also be a command decision if the OE dictates. Maintenance is all actions necessary for retaining an item in or restoring it to a specified condition to support the supply system. Storage includes organizing, sorting, and safeguarding materiel. Warehousing includes warehouse management, receiving, storing, issuing, securing, inventory management, and accounting for materiel. Warehousing does not imply the use of fixed facilities. Tents, containers, and open areas may also serve as warehouses. Asset visibility provides materiel managers with the capability to determine location, movement, status, and identity of assets by commodity, nomenclature, and unit, enabling improved decision-making on sources of support and prioritization. Stock control is maintaining proper location and identification of materiel. Materiel managers need correct identification and location of materiel stored in warehouses to ensure the proper item of supply is issued to meet requirements. Stock control also addresses unidentified, improperly cataloged items that result in excess items being ordered by materiel managers. Asset reporting is the vertical and horizontal reporting of asset status. It is a critical component of asset visibility, requirements determination, and requirements validation. It occurs at all echelons with frequency and commodities to be reported determined by the command. Supply involves providing all items necessary to equip, maintain, and operate a military command. It involves requesting, receiving, storing, issuing, maintaining, and establishing accountability of all classes of supplies required to execute a unit's mission. Materiel Management Branch. The DSB Materiel Management Branch, in coordination with multifunctional and functional support brigades, manage all materiel management functions within the DSA. The Materiel Management Branch supervises the materiel management process in support of division operations. The branch conducts supply planning and maintains asset visibility of the distribution system's current and forecasted supply inventory and capacity by node for all classes of supply. The Materiel Management Branch must continuously analyze stock status to manage workload and control potential backlogs or bottlenecks generated by competing requirements and priorities. Near real-time situational awareness of the OE and supported commander's requirements drives the distribution, redistribution, and reprioritization of materiel. Effective, efficient materiel management is critical for supply support to meet all operational supply requirements adequately and on time. Materiel management is anticipatory and flexible to meet unforeseen and unexpected supply requirements that invariably arise during large-scale combat operations. DSB materiel managers direct the materiel management process in support of division operations. DSB materiel managers identify, plan, resource, and implement management actions to ensure that all classes of supply are available for distribution to supported units. DSB materiel managers engage in detailed, methodical planning synchronized with the supported operation and across all warfighting functions. Materiel managers anticipate supply requirements, where supplies are needed, and how supplies will be distributed to the supported unit. Failure by DSB commanders and planners to achieve synchronization may cause support concepts to be unexecutable and infeasible and unknown until the operation begins. General Supply Section. The General Supply Section controls, manages, and directs the receipt, storage, and distribution of Class 1, 2, 3, packaged, 4, 8, Alpha, medical consumables not including blood, and 9 supplies to supported units within the DSB AO. The General Supply Section's two primary functions are to coordinate and supervise supply management to enhance the performance of tactical supply support activities, provide commanders with real-time solutions for supply shortfalls and long lead-time repair parts. In conjunction with the maintenance section of materiel management, the General Supply Section reviews equipment status reports from GCSS Army to identify errors that could stall repair parts distribution, for example, an incorrect project code, identify shortfalls due to GCSS Army limitations, identify potential lateral support, facilitate lateral support between tactical SSAs. To mitigate supply shortfalls, the General Supply Section routinely communicates with strategic sustainment partners such as an Army Field Support Battalion, Division Logistics Support Element when deployed, which provides reach back to the Army Sustainment Command, Army Materiel Command, Defense Logistics Agency, and other contractors and agencies as required. The General Supply Section routinely attends logistics synchronization meetings and division maintenance meetings. Contributions to these meetings include overage repairable reports and issues identified or resolved for critical repair parts. General supply operations include the requisition, receipt, storage, protection, maintenance, issue, distribution, redistribution, and retrograde of supplies. Levels of supply are broadly classified under the levels of warfare as strategic, operational, and tactical. Strategic supplies are items under the control of Defense Logistics Agency or the United States Army Materiel Command Lifecycle Management Commands. Operational supplies are theater supplies that are positioned to replenish tactical stocks. Tactical supplies are under the control of the BSB and forward support companies. The following paragraphs provide information about who manages them and how each class of supply may be distributed. Class 1. Division assigned and attached units submit Class 1 supply requisitions to their unit Class 1 manager, normally located at the brigade and battalion level using logstat reports. The brigade and battalion Class 1 managers fill requisitions from on-hand stocks and, using Logstat reports, submit replenishment requisitions to the Class 1 materiel managers at the DSB SPO. The DSB Class 1 materiel managers direct the composite supply company through the distribution integration branch to fill requisitions from on-hand stocks. Class 1 materiel managers coordinate with the transportation operations branch to ensure transportation assets are allocated to transport stocks to the requesting unit based on priorities of support established by the Division G3 and G4. DSB Class 1 materiel managers maintain visibility of on-hand stocks and forecast division consumption over the next 24, 48, and 72 hours. DSB Class 1 materiel managers submit Logstat reports to the Sustainment Brigade at the Corps level for replenishment of Class 1 stocks required to support the division. Class 2, 3, packaged, 4, 8 Alpha, and 9. The division arrives in theater with a predetermined amount of Class 2, 3, packaged, 4, 8 Alpha, medical consumables not including blood, and 9 supplies. Class 2, 3, packaged, 4, and 9 are commonly known as general supplies. Classes 2, 3, packaged, 8 Alpha, and 9 are requisitioned and issued through GCSS Army. Class 4 stocks are tracked using the Logstat reporting format. However, all CL4 stocks are requisitioned through GCSS Army. Division assigned and attached units submit general supply requisitions using GCSS Army. The brigade and battalion general supply managers fill Class 4 requisitions from on-hand stocks and submit replenishment requisitions to the general supply managers at the DSB SPO using Logstat reports. The DSB General Supply Managers direct the Composite Supply Company through the Distribution Integration Branch to fill Class 4 requisitions from on-hand stocks. General Supply Managers coordinate with the Transportation Operations Branch to ensure transportation assets are allocated to transport stocks to the requesting unit based on priorities of support established by the Division G3 and G4. DSB General Supply Managers maintain visibility of Class 4 on-hand stocks and forecast division consumption over the next 24, 48, and 72 hours. DSB General Supply Managers submit Logstat reports to the Sustainment Brigade at the Corps level for replenishment of Class 4 stocks required to support the division. DSB General Supply Managers maintain awareness of future operations to anticipate increases in Class 4 requirements and prepare to fill requisitions on short notice. The DSB General Supply Section monitors the BCT's SSA performance metrics and directly manages the performance of the DSB supporting SSA to ensure it can provide responsive support. Fuel and Water Section. The DSB Fuel and Water Section centrally manages, controls, and allocates Class 3 bulk petroleum and water according to the division commander's priorities. It directs the receipt, storage, inspection, testing, quality, issue, distribution, and accountability of the bulk fuel and water stocks for the division. Division assigned and attached units submit fuel resupply requests to their fuel commodity manager at the brigade and battalion level using Logstat reports. The brigade and battalion fuel commodity managers fill fuel supply requisitions from on-hand stocks and submit Logstat reports to the fuel commodity managers at the DSB SPO to request replenishment. The DSB fuel commodity managers direct the composite supply company through the distribution integration branch to fill requisitions from on-hand stocks. Fuel commodity managers coordinate with the Transportation Operations Branch to ensure transportation assets are allocated to transport stocks to the requesting unit based on priorities of support established by the Division G3 and G4. DSB fuel commodity managers maintain visibility of on-hand stocks and forecast division consumption over the next 24, 48, and 72 hours. They submit Logstat reports to the Sustainment Brigade at the Corps level for replenishment of Class 3 bulk stocks required to support the division. The Brigade and Battalion Water Commodity Managers fill water supply requisitions from on-hand stocks and use Logstat reports to submit replenishment requisitions to the Water Commodity Managers at the DSB SPO. that ESB Water Commodity Managers direct the composite supply company to fill requisitions from on-hand stocks. Water Commodity Managers coordinate with the Transportation Operations Branch to ensure transportation assets are allocated to transport stocks to the requesting unit based on priorities of support established by the Division G3 and G4. DSB Water Commodity Managers maintain visibility of on-hand stocks and forecast division consumption over the next 24, 48, and 72 hours. They submit logstat reports to the Sustainment Brigade at the core level for replenishment of water stocks required to support the division. Munitions Section. The DSB Munitions Section manages Class 5 at each node throughout the distribution system within the Division AO. It reviews RSRs from the Division G3 and compares them with CSRs from Corps. This section forecasts munitions requirements as well as capability and capacity changes required to support future operations. It requisitions, redistributes, and retrogrades munitions in support of the division. The section monitors the requisition of munitions and maintains visibility of on-hand and in-transit ammunition. The DSB Munitions Section, in coordination with the Quality Assurance Specialist, Ammunition Surveillance, is responsible for quality surveillance operations for the division to ensure that materiel in the stockpile meets established explosive safety and serviceability criteria and is properly classified. Brigade ammunition officers received requests for resupply through a standard Army ammunition system from subordinate units. The brigade ammunition officer fills the requirement from on-hand stocks at the brigade level. Each brigade ammunition officer transmits a consolidated request for resupply of ammunition to the DSB munitions managers. The DSB munitions managers, in coordination with the Division G3 and G4, review all requests and balance them against the CSR and division commander's priorities. The DSB munitions managers direct the attached modular ammunition company to fill requisitions from on-hand stocks. Some ammunition requirements are prioritized due to scarcity and may not be issued due to unavailability. Munitions managers coordinate with the Transportation Operations Branch to ensure transportation assets are allocated to transport munitions to the requesting unit based on priorities of support. This section will also coordinate special transportation, road, rail, air, or airdrop, requirements for munitions with the Distribution Integration Branch and Transportation Operations Branch. The section develops and recommends combat and unit-configured loads of munitions to the Division G4. Maintenance Section. The lethal nature of large-scale combat increases the propensity for mass casualties and large-scale personnel and equipment replacements. The DSB Maintenance Section monitors and maintains visibility of the division's combat power using visualization tools such as ARCOP and Commander's Actionable Readiness Dashboard. The DSB Maintenance Section conducts predictive analysis to provide DSB and division leadership estimates on when equipment will be repaired and available for use. The DSB Maintenance Section's projections on when an equipment fleet will reach a specific operational readiness rate can assist division staff in determining when to begin an operation or transition from offensive to defensive operations. The DSB Maintenance Section within the SPO Materiel Management Branch maintains running estimates of maintenance requirements for future operations and maintenance capabilities within the division. It identifies shortfalls and recommends solutions based on division priorities and ensures compliance with maintenance plans, policies, and priorities established by the Division G4. The Maintenance Section uses automated tools such as ARCOP, Commander's Actionable Readiness Dashboard, and GCSS Army to conduct trend analysis of the division's vehicles and equipment to identify systemic problems. This section provides technical support for electronic and ground maintenance and forecasts the quantity of vehicles that will require transportation support, especially HET support for evacuation. These requirements are submitted to the Distribution Integration Branch for inclusion in future operations. The DSB is the link from EAB sustainment to the division. When at home station, the DSB Maintenance Section coordinates with the Army Field Support Battalion SPO for United States Army Materiel Command, Materiel Enterprise and Acquisition, Logistics and Technology Capabilities to assist in resolving systemic materiel-related equipment problems. When deployed, The DSB maintenance section coordinates with the division logistics support element for those capabilities. The DSB maintenance section coordinates for sustainment level technical expertise and maintenance capabilities to build and maintain division combat power. In preparation for deployments, future operations, changes in support relationships, or changes in task organization, the maintenance section reviews the authorized stockage list of SSAs within the division to ensure the stocked Class 9 will meet forecasted requirements of the supported force. The DSB maintenance section manages sustainment operations for division forces operating in the DSA who do not have an organic maintenance capability. The DSB maintenance section coordinates with the DSMC to provide support to units on an area basis. The DSB maintenance section recommends employment of maintenance surge teams based on the commander's priority of support. The Army's repairable management process recovers and repairs unserviceable repair parts to replenish inventories and satisfy equipment readiness requirements. The DSB maintenance branch uses GCSS Army and ARCOP to maintain visibility of the status of repairable parts turned in across the division. Class 7 Section. The DSB Class 7 Section is responsible for asset visibility for the division. The section provides timely and accurate information on the location, movement, and status of assets. The DSB Class 7 Section maintains visibility of major end items such as weapons and vehicles, in accordance with division policies and procedures. The DSB Class 7 Section, in coordination with the Division G3 Modernization Branch and the Direct Support Readiness Army Field Support Battalion, the Division Logistics Support Element when deployed, assists the Division G4 in developing and executing the division's portion of the equipment field plan. The DSB Class 7 Section monitors and ensures the receiving unit completes and turns in documents required to accept property, and has access to the appropriate technical manuals. The DSB Class 7 Section assists the Division G4 in conducting analysis on divestiture, redistribution, and cross-leveling in order to determine and reduce excess equipment. This analysis is important in reorganization during large-scale combat operations and assists the division in determining which units will be required to transfer equipment in order to replace damaged or destroyed equipment in another unit. Field Services. The DSB Field Services Section manages field services support for supported forces. Field service functions include aerial delivery, food services, shower and laundry, mortuary affairs, and water purification. The DSB Field Services Section assists the division staff in integrating field services support into current and future plans to include validating requirements for field service support. The Field Services Section may coordinate directly with Field Services units assigned or attached to DSSBs or DSTBs of the DSB. Although aerial delivery and water purification are field service functions, the Transportation Operations Branch of Support Operations is responsible for planning and coordinating aerial delivery, and the Fuel and Water Section of the Materiel Management Branch is responsible for planning and coordinating water purification in support of the division area. The Field Services Section monitors the combat effectiveness of units providing field service support in the division operational area to ensure continued and responsive support. A degradation in support requires a notification to the DSB SPO and commander, as well as the Division G3 and G4. The Field Services Section must be integrated with the Distribution Integration Branch and be aware of changes in current and future operational plans. The Field Services Section recommends relocation of field service units, changes to support relationships, or procedures based on changes to the operational plan. In coordination with the Division G4, the Field Services Section recommends the Mortuary Affairs collection points and develops the evacuation plan for the division rear area. The Field Services Section coordinates with other brigades in the Division AO to integrate all mortuary affairs planning into a comprehensive plan. Materiel Manager's Responsibilities. DSB materiel managers receive requirements, determine where the materiel is available, and direct materiel release based on command guidance and priority. They continuously analyze stock status to manage workload and control potential backlogs or bottlenecks generated by competing requirements and priorities. Near real-time situational awareness of the OE and supported commander's requirements drives the distribution, redistribution, and reprioritization of materiel. DSB materiel managers ensure the uninterrupted flow of materiel. They frequently evaluate supply support through supply operations assessments to determine trends, isolate deficient areas, and correct deficiencies. An operations assessment is a process for evaluating performance, including customer service, inventory accuracy, space utilization, facility layout, automation, equipment utilization, general housekeeping, and safety. Areas that do not fall within acceptable ranges receive intensive review and management. DSB materiel managers satisfy the materiel requirements of divisional and non-divisional units. When deployed, the DSB manually manages subsistence and bulk fuel, but these require the same level of control as supply classes managed in an enterprise resource planning system. DSB materiel managers take action to resolve current issues and prevent potential issues from developing. These issues include specific repair parts problems that need action and coordination with the user, suppliers below the national level, and national suppliers. Shortages that could influence the materiel readiness of subordinate and supported units. Delays or other problems associated with establishing contracts or with existing contracts, coordinated with the OCS section, the Brigade S8 and Division G8. Trends that may necessitate modification of support plans or procedures. Actions on the battlefield drive the materiel management process. Situational awareness of the OE provides information on where to place supply points and which transportation approach will ensure supplies reach the supported unit. DSB materiel managers coordinate with movement control managers to synchronize multinodal, multimodal transportation operations to move materiel around the battlefield. Planning considerations include the following: supported unit mission, support priorities, threat level, road networks and competing road priorities, distance from source of supply to supported unit when deciding where to establish warehousing operations and supply points, availability of personnel and equipment, for example, trucks, helicopters, and materials handling equipment, the type, amount, and availability of transportation assets and the resupply method depend on the location of supply points in relationship to the supported units. Coordination for transportation involves determining the time required for local haul and line haul round trips to and from supported and supporting units. DSB materiel managers coordinate equipment disposal according to materiel lifecycle sustainment plans. The process of turn-in requires coordination, validation, and approval before a unit turns in items to the supporting supply point. Supply point personnel follow disposition instructions provided by national-level materiel managers. Distribution integration. Distribution integration is the process of aligning personnel, equipment, and materiel movement requirements with transportation capabilities to synchronize distribution in support of the concept of operations. The DSB Distribution Integration Branch relies on coordination and information exchange between the Materiel Management and Transportation Operations branches. The DSB Distribution Integration Branch synchronizes the distribution plan for classes of supply with current division operations. The Brigade Medlog Officer and the Division Surgeon Section coordinate with the DSB Distribution Management Branch for the Class 8 distribution plan. The Distribution Integration Branch focuses its planning efforts on changes to the distribution plan generated by changes to the division's tactical plan. The planning horizon for the distribution plan at the DSB is 72 to 120 hours. During distribution integration planning, DSB materiel managers share information, commodity, quantity, and priority with the Transportation Movement Control Section to coordinate allocation of transportation modes. The sections below outline functions supporting distribution integration. Prioritization. This function ensures commodities to be distributed are organized and queued in order of priority as determined by the command. Priority is expressed as both commodity and unit priority. Mitigation of shortfalls. This function links materiel management to transportation in terms of commodity, quantity, and priority. It ensures that adequate transportation assets are identified and allocated for requirements. Synchronization. This function ensures that distribution is synchronized with transportation operation cycles to ensure modes with sufficient capacity are available when commodities are positioned for movement. It also aligns distribution with operational tasks, phases, and objectives. Feasibility. This determines if the capability exists to move forces, equipment, and supplies from the point of origin to the final destination within the time required. Distribution. This function is the operational process of synchronizing all elements of the logistics system to deliver the right things to the right place at the right time to support the commander. Redistribution. This is the process of reallocating excess materiel to other locations in theater using all transportation assets available. Excess materiel in theater may fill shortages and meet operational requirements. Visibility. This provides the materiel managers the awareness of commodities that are queued, prioritized, and have transportation allocated for movement. The DSB Distribution Integration Branch coordinates with the Division G3 and G4 to integrate sustainment operations to the division's future operations. The distribution integrators collaborate with materiel managers, transportation managers, and operations officers to synchronize elements of the logistics system to support the commander. Successful distribution occurs when distribution planners and integrators determine if a transportation capability exists to move forces, equipment, and supplies from the point of origin to the final destination within the time required. If transportation is not feasible, it is reported to the Materiel Management Branch and Transportation Branch. Ensure commodities to be distributed are organized and queued for delivery in order of priority as determined by the command. Priority is both by commodity and by unit. Synchronize distribution with transportation operation cycles and operational tasks, phases, and objectives. Additionally, the Distribution Integration Branch provides materiel managers visibility of commodities that are queued for distribution. The DSB Distribution Integration Branch evaluates the distribution system using the following: precision, responsiveness, efficiency, and robustness. Collectively, these measures serve as a basis for the development of distribution system metrics that are defined in collaboration with the division staff. Precision is measured as the ability to deliver the correct commodity in the correct amount to the correct location and unit at the precise time required. Responsiveness is measured as the ability to meet supply requirements at the time of requisition. Efficiency is measured as the ability to optimize the distribution system with the assets available to support mission requirements. Robustness is measured by the ability to continue to provide support to units in a changing OE. Human Resources Operations. The DSB HR Operations Branch is responsible for planning, coordinating, integrating, and synchronizing the activities of subordinate human resource companies and platoons in the Division AO. The Human Resources Branch ensures human resource units are resourced, correctly positioned, and properly allocated to accomplish their mission. The DSB Human Resources Operation Branch assists the Division G1 in developing HR plans and operations. It forecasts personnel placement and future division operational support requirements for postal operations and human resource squads performing personnel accountability and casualty liaison team missions. FM-10 details Human Resources Operations Branch activities. The Human Resources Operations Branch integrates efforts of the division and assigned or attached human resources organizations. The branch also coordinates between supported unit HR staffs and sustainment organizations for the execution of external HR support. This coordination includes synchronizing non-HR support requirements with other sustainment elements and organizations, such as transportation, billeting, and feeding for transient personnel. The Human Resources Operations Branch ensures the emplacement and displacement of HR support organizations are synchronized with the concept of support plan for personnel accountability, casualty, and postal operations. Operational Contract Support. OCS is the process of planning for and obtaining supplies, services, and construction from commercial sources in support of combatant commander-directed operations. The DSB OCS section conducts contract support integration. It synchronizes operational planning in coordination with the Division G4 and supporting contracting elements and validates requirements for division and detached units. The DSB OCS section reviews statements of work or performance work statements, independent government estimates, requirement justification documentation, and purchase request from division subordinate units. The DSB OCS section participates in operational planning teams and assists the Division G4 in developing Annex W, operational contract support. The DSB OCS section also conducts contractor management by managing and integrating contractor personnel and their equipment into military operations. The section monitors, tracks, and coordinates required contracting officer representative and contractor personnel issues with the supporting contracting battalion or logistics support element. Sustainment Automation Support Management Office. The DSB SASMO provides support for all sustainment information systems within the division. The DSB SASMO monitors the operational status of very small aperture terminal and combat service support automated information systems interface and is the network administrator of the tactical very small aperture terminal and wireless combat service support automated information systems interface network. As network administrator, the SASMO manages network configuration and supervises access operation to include roles and permissions management for the division headquarters, DSB, and units operating in the DSA. The DSB SASMO coordinates with the Division Assistant Chief of Staff, Signal G6, and Unit S6 to integrate into the command's communications and electronic warfare plan to ensure security and use of automated sustainment systems. The DSB SASMO serves as the first-tier help desk for sustainment systems at the division level. The DSB SASMO also provides backup sustainment information system support to supported units.